This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Just stuff happened. Life got in the way last week. So this week we are rejoined by the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. Good evening, guys. Stephen DeAndrelli, Roger Katz, what's up?
Evening, Bill, and happy Memorial. Well, it's not really happy, but it's a very important holiday,
right?
Memorial Day, where we honor our troops, especially those that are fallen in combat.
Right.
And even that apparently is not saved anymore from those that attack our nation. They start talking about the assassination of Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy. Certainly there's a place for that discussion, but I do not think that the discussion should be on Memorial Day when we're talking about, or should be talking in our, about our troops and about our soldiers who have fought to maintain our nation and our freedom.
Well, you know, some of the stuff they do is sort of a, I don't know if it's a distraction or a deflection or some of the stuff, whatever it is. It's for a veteran like me. It's, you know, I serve the people that never came back, and I just sit back with and think about them, and you know, it's not something I only do on Memorial Day, but it's something. It actually started out, I don't know if you know this or not, this started out as a holiday during the Civil War to decorate the graves of both the Union and the Confederate soldiers to try to unify the country.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, well, we don't, you know, we're not interested in unifying the country today, so we're not going to too much. So anyway,
well, unifying the country under our banner of what is important to us, our Constitution and our rights and liberties, as long as we keep those foremost in mind, I think that our country would always be sound. But the problem is, and you mentioned deflection. And I think that that's the problem. In the mainstream media, what we see today is an attempt to deflect, to persuade through addressing the emotions rather than the intellect. And we see this as extremely pervasive. I wanted to mention, Stephen was actually going to start, but since I have the America's First Freedom in front of me, an article by Chuck Holton that appeared in the edition. And I think it's very important. Chuck Holton apparently is a journalist who works for NRA TV, and he happened to be at the March 24 march by supposedly a lot of school children, but they were more adults, demanding an end to school violence. And what he says in part, what I found most troubling were the large number of signs disparaging the NRA and its members. After all, the NRA represents a sizable segment of the U.S. population, far more than its 5 million dues-paying members. None of these people had anything at all to do with causing the tragedy at a Parkland, Florida high school or with any other mass killing in the U.S. history. And what was interesting particularly is that you have people that seem to be very vehement about their position. And yet, when you are, when you ask them a question, to pinpoint why it is they're so angry and what it is they're angry about, they have nothing to say. And it was very interesting because this Mr. Holton had stopped a woman. She was carrying a sign that said, quote, Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So he stopped her and asked what she meant by that. She wasn't sure, he said. Not only could she not enumerate what the Second Amendment currently says, she wasn't sure how it should be amended. This is what she said, quote, we need to make sure that guns are not being used in violence. When I pressed her a little on how we might do that, she continued, well, gun owners would know how to do this responsibly. I'm not a gun owner, and I don't really understand what it means to own a gun. And he says, well, at least she was honest. And this is the problem. I don't think that the anti-gun movement is really interested in having people truly understand the debate or what is really at risk here if we lose the Second Amendment. Because many people don't know what it means, what it stands for, how it would impact the very republic that we have if it were to fall. And yet all they do is attack the or address the emotion. They simply show individuals who are shot. They talk to doctors. But it's clear that these anti-gun groups are really interested in one thing and one thing only. And that is to confiscate all guns from American citizens. They're not interested in how many people are able to save their guns, their lives with guns every year, which is actually in the millions. And they're not interested in preserving any rights because they feel that, well, this is an archaic amendment. And I guess in the next segment, we could talk about what this notion of truth versus propaganda really encompasses in depth and how propaganda is being used in a very insidious way to attack our basic rights.
Yes. Well, that you know, they do it all the time. They conflate. They do a lot of things, and it's a never-ending thing. Although they do seem to they seem to have their preferred mass murders that they would rather make that one be the push. Which to me, for an ordinary voter looking at that, I'd be like, well, how come Las Vegas is not the one? You know, he used AR, he used a bump stock. I mean, how come Las Vegas is not the one you're pushing on? Why is it Parkland? Mm-hmm. Why Parkland? And I mean, you know, Parkland especially. Parkland is a really bad example to use because it was a complete and total breakdown of law enforcement that was in place. Not only did they had preventative moments they could have done something about it, but then they had a guy on site who is he simply just didn't go in. So their whole pretense, the stuff that they pick and the stuff they don't pick always interests me to a great deal because, well, I mean, like Santa Fe. Santa Fe is a very inconvenient mass rampage killing for them.
Yeah.
Because he didn't use anything. He didn't use any of the boogeymen. You know, he didn't even use a semi-automatic pistol.
And that raises a very, very interesting topic for discussion.
Before we get there, we're coming up on the break. I know you were. I was just trying to talk us out of there. That's that radio biz there, Roger. So, Arbalest Quarrel, you can find their stuff at arbalestquarrel.com. They are both, Stephen and Roger, both featured writers at amoland.com. And now they're getting reprinted, I think. Are you getting reprinted in the NRA publications?
Not as yet. We did have one article, we do submit a number of articles. At some point, I'm sure we will get another article published in America's First Freedom.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Lock and Load. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrilli. I got you riled up there, Roger, with the talk about Santa Fe. So, do you want to go ahead and continue that, or what would you like?
No, I might as well. I think I should actually, because this really hit the nail on the head as to the problems of anti-gun groups and the media that simply echoes them as to the narrative that they try to portray. And the way propaganda works is to basically have a simple message and hit the public over the head with it over and over and over again. And basically it is this. Well, semi-automatic weapons, specifically the AR-15 family of weapons, have no place in a civilized society. And what they try to do, since obviously you can get rid of the AR-15s and eventually all semi-automatic weapons, just as for all intents and purposes, fully automatic weapons have been essentially banned because it's very difficult for an individual to qualify or to get the money necessary for a license to purchase one. They would then go after the others. But they didn't want to do that too soon, which is why many in the anti-gun movement were a little bit, antsy of the impact of retired Justice John Paul Stevens' article and a few others calling for a repeal of the Second Amendment. But what I found interesting in this last article that Stephen and I wrote, we looked at a site where it's called scarymommy.com, and we looked at a couple individuals, one, Ashley Addison. I would call her an anti-gun zealot. She would probably call herself a pro-gun person with maybe a reasonable anti-gun bias. But she says this: I'm a gun owner. I have two pistols, a rifle, and a shotgun, and a now expired concealed carry permit. I've been shooting since I was a kid. I also support every single gun control measure out there. But an AK-47 and other assault weapons is not an ideal weapon for personal defense, and it serves no purpose for home protection. It was designed for military use. A 12-gauge shotgun is a better, more realistic choice for home defense, which, of course, it is. I've never seen any peer-reviewed study, expert article anywhere that can refute this. Bottom line, assault-style weapons should never be in the hands of civilians. Now, remember what you indicated or pointed out a couple weeks ago, Bill, saying that at short range, basically any weapon can be used for devastating effect. And I took a look at a site. It's called InternetArmory.com, and it said this about a shotgun. The shotgun is by far the deadliest and most formidable effective firearm ever created for short-range personal defense. No other firearm will devastate, disable, or discourage an aggressor as reliably as a shotgun. No other firearm is as likely to obtain decisive hits on an assailant as a shotgun loaded with buckshot. And by the way, we know that shotguns have military as well as police uses. So this idea that there's a bright line distinction between so-called sporting weapons, civilized weapons for civilian use, and military weapons, the bad weapons, the evil weapons, the ones for war, is patently ridiculous. But that, nonetheless, is the story. Now, I took a look at a couple newspaper articles, actually one by the Chicago Tribune and another in the New Yorker after the Santa Fe incident. What's interesting is that in the one article, the party had to admit that, of course, the killer did not use the preferred weapon, an AR-15-type weapon, a semi-automatic at all. He used a revolver. I'm not sure what made, whether it was Smith & Wesson Colt. But at any rate, they did say he used a Remington shotgun, and I don't know if it was a 12-gauge or
870. It was an 870 pump shotgun.
Okay, exactly. All right. But what she said was very interesting. To keep with the narrative, she said, well, if the shooter was able to obtain a semi-automatic weapon, he would have done it. He would have. If his father had an AR-15, he would have used it. And due to the lax gun laws in Texas, he certainly could have gotten it. So she goes from a declarative statement of truth to this hypothetical. And in the New Yorker, it was pretty much the same story. Well, this party might have had an opportunity to use a semi-automatic weapon. Well, who knows? Actually, if he had bothered to think about it at all, if he had thought about it, he probably just would look at the first weapon that he had to come across. But the point is that there, any weapon, obviously, as we know, is deadly. And in the wrong hands, you can have a .22, a revolver, and it could be deadly. But there is this narrative, and there is this propaganda. And the propaganda, I was going to go into definition, but it's to, and not have a person think too clearly what it is that the problem.
Are we losing Roger?
That, well, guns kill kids, so we got to get rid of the guns. And we could start with the semi-automatic AR-15 family of weapons.
Well, yeah, that's a given. I mean, they know that. But, I mean, you know, the way they write these rules and laws and everything, everything that they put together that supposedly an assault weapons ban goes down and takes out semi-automatic handguns that hold 15 rounds or more, too, because they have a magazine that feeds them as well. So their rules are, you know, while they sit out there and talk about the low-hanging fruit, it's not about the low-hanging fruit. They want them all.
That's right.
So anyway, I know their game. I know their game well. I know they're getting
well. Coming up, public's beginning to know the
yes.
game too.
Yes, they are. But we're coming up on the next break, Arbalest Quarrel. You can find them at their own website, arbalestquarrel.com. You can find them as featured writers at amoland.com. You can find them here on Wednesdays when everybody's here. Is Stephen here? I haven't even heard Stephen chime in.
Yeah.
I'm going to hire Roger to speak on my behalf.
Okay. I just want to make sure you're here. We got 5 seconds to go. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump signed the Right to Try Act, which will give terminally ill patients greater access to experimental treatments.
Now, with the passage of this bill, Americans will be able to seek cures right here at home, close to their family and their loved ones. We are finally giving these wonderful Americans the right to try. So important.
Last night at the president's rally in Nashville, Tennessee, he again brought up the wall and immigration and how Mexico was going to pay for the wall. Well, Mexico said not so fast. We're not going to pay for the wall. Congressman David Schweikert today joined Fox News and talked about why immigration is such a big issue, especially for his state.
For many of us, particularly those in a border state, we've actually had to finance and carry much of the cost of the federal government's failures.
Schweikert is from Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to the guys from Arborless Quarrel. We have been going down the primrose path that is always the gun grabbers. And they're fun shenanigans. What else? Where else are we going with this, fellas?
Steve has this segment. He's been very deferential to me.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Thank you, Roger. Bill, I'll be brief. Roger, as always, eloquently took over not only the monologue, but the whole theme of what we're thinking about. And this came about earlier today when we talked about this Chuck Holton, who absolutely, not only is he an NRA TV correspondent who wrote this article, Marching Without a Clue, he's also a veteran Army Ranger. I just found the article fascinating, and I hope all the listeners tonight when they go home and they have their copy of America's First Freedom, or maybe the American Rifleman might have it as well, you take a look at this article. It really talks to what we've been discussing, truth and propaganda. If I may, I'll add two things that I think are important to think about. And that is school safety. The subject of school safety, in my opinion, is going to be one of the biggest and most important political issues in this midterm election, as it should be, and should be in everybody's mind. And I think what we should do, all of us, is whenever possible and wherever possible, whether we're talking about it on your show, whether Roger and I are writing about it, whether the NRA is doing anything, if we're filling up gas at the gas station, buying something at the grocery store, talk about this and talk to people about this, because no one, I don't think, can argue about the importance of wanting our children safe when they go to school. And yet, not only is this point made eloquently by Chuck Holton in this article and what we're talking about, it's become clear to me that the anti-gunners don't really give a damn about our children and school safety. They're clouded by this fixation about blaming the gun. And I think that could be used in favor of responsible ownership of guns and also the fact that we do want to solve the problem. The NRA has a program called National School Shield, which provides free assessments to schools in need that will reach out and give them a call and say, listen, we'd love your opinion. What can we do to have better school security? And it's not all about guns. It's about school security. So we need to, I think, turn this issue in the right way against them, because if people, and I believe, I want to continue to think that people are inherently good, not evil.
Even
and
the
that
gun
they
crime.
Will act. Yeah, I want to give everyone the benefit of the doubt and hope that they'll act accordingly. Now, I know that in many cases, of course, it's going to be a disappointment, but I don't think we can give up because the stakes are too high. If we get more people to start thinking about this issue, and the news is you know, Fox News and what we're doing, the alternative news to this fake news, people are going to start realizing. I know the millennials certainly are getting it now, according to the polls. They're starting to think, you know what, why aren't these marches, talking about other issues other than gun confiscation? Why? You know, the NRA might have a point there. Or this pro-gun guy might have a point there. Well, what's wrong with having retired police, in our schools? Or maybe the idea of a school marshal, like the Sky Marshal program. What's wrong with having an obelisk choir? We wrote articles on this in our school series. In fact, the introductory article talked about non-offensive mechanisms like video surveillance, metal detectors, vestibules, sign-in sheets, hall monitoring, all kinds of things. And yet many people that are anti-gun, they didn't want to hear it. So we know this. Now what we need to do is in our day-to-day life, we need to talk to people and say, you know, look, this is not helping the situation. It's actually causing the situation and causing it to get worse. Now that could be used effectively as a way to get our politicians that we want into office and guarantee a victory and get those politicians into office that are also will defend the Second Amendment and our rights. It's not just gun rights. It's Second Amendment rights, First Amendment rights, the Bill of Rights. Are many, many rights go into this, and they're attacking it from the socialist viewpoint with the socialist agenda. So that's one thing. And the other point that I wanted to make is this. What they're also doing is they're attacking the NRA like it's some demon, like it's some terrorist organization. That's what they're actually calling it. And by attacking the NRA, they're attacking me because I'm a member. I'm a proud member. And Roger's a member, and our partner Vinny's a member, and many, many people, 5 million plus people, good people in all walks of life.
There's 6 million members now.
6 million now, see, and there's going to be more. And what we and by ranking on the NRA, they're doing what Hillary Clinton did when she called us deplorables. So we need to be careful too. We don't need to provoke their anger. We need to outsmart them. And they are giving us the ammunition. It's like, you know, give them enough rope, they'll hang themselves. I think that as long as each and one of us every day talks to people, you know, every day wherever we are, and as I said before, if one of us can get one other person in the fold, If we all go out and bring one more person in the fold, and we all vote right, we're going to have a landslide, and we're going to let our president do the right thing. I want to think positive on that. So that's basically what I wanted to add to the conversation. Roger did a great introduction, and basically I had it all written out, but Roger said it for me. So thank you, Roger.
Well, I mean,
we're
coming up on the last break of the hour. When we get back, I'm going to offer you a really quick counterpoint to the goodness of all people.
Okay.
And I'll give you the rest of the time to respond to it. But, I mean...
No. Very briefly, because Roger wants a few more things to say. I will respond briefly, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
And but, I'll take the challenge. I'll take the challenge from you. I'm not afraid of you. It better be good.
Oh, it's going to be devastating. It's going to be devastating. Because I just, while we were at the NRA meeting in Dallas, they were protesting us outside with armed security surrounding them. The height of hypocrisy. So, okay. Good enough for thee, but not for me. I get it. I understand it. I see what you're saying, but... to the one end that I'm going to point out, I'm just going to talk about the schools. I'm just going to talk about the schools. And that's when we get back. Arbalest Quarrel, you can catch them at arbalestquarrel.com. Both these fellows are featured writers at MON.com. And they're here on Wednesday. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this hour, I have been talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, and my friend Steven thinks that everybody is still good. So, Steven, I submit this to you, okay? After 9/11. They took steps. You are a jet setting fly everywhere kind of guy. They took steps to secure airports and airliners. Now, do I think they're all great and perfect and everything is 100% safeguarded? No, I do not. But they did take steps. They took concrete steps. Why didn't they do that after Columbine if they really are interested in protecting the children? They took steps for sporting stadiums. They took steps for libraries. They have taken steps for everything but schools. And they won't do the few things they could do for schools. I mean, if they want to be passive defense, which is, I call passive defense, single point of entry, metal detectors, transparent book bags, all that other stuff, to try and, you know, try to keep the bad guy out. But that just creates a bottleneck to where the bad guy could have another opportunistic clump of people to kill. It is proven. And a university study found this out. The best combination of to safeguard children in a school, to secure a school, is a combination of school resource officers and armed teachers. That is what the study came up with. And there's lots of places that have armed teachers. Santa Fe is not one of them, but there's other school districts in Texas that allow armed teachers. And you know, this guy, you know, he found the one that doesn't have armed teachers. So my theory here is that they're going to do everything in their power to keep from arming teachers in schools, which is the best solution out there for them, because they also get cross trained in trauma care, because there will be trauma care in a shooting if it comes up. But in Ohio, where the FASTER program is in force, they haven't had any school shootings. In Colorado, where FASTER has come in, watch and see if they ever have another Columbine. So, you know, my theory, Stephen, is that the Democrats, the leftists, the Pelosi's and the Schumer's and all of these guys out there, yeah, they are evil. Because they're willing to let people die in order to try to consolidate their power.
Yeah, exactly.
May I respond, Bill?
Absolutely. I am done talking.
Okay. Yeah, let me start this as though I was making a speech. My dear friend Bill, we have a misunderstanding. I totally agree with you.
Oh, okay.
When I made the statement, and I believe this is what I said, and again, you'll have to retake. If you had the old-fashioned days, you'd have a tape and you could rewind. I don't know if you can do that on your program, but I think I said I want to continue to think. I want to continue to think people are inherently good, not evil, that they will act accordingly. But I know that there are many that will not act accordingly.
Yeah.
And that are inherently, I don't know if evil would be the word, but you'd get in trouble if I wanted to say what I'm thinking. So,
let's not do
look,
that.
You're certainly right. I don't trust any of these hardline Democrats. I certainly don't trust any Pelosi or Pelosi types or Schumer types to come around and do the right thing on this issue, because they have an agenda, they have a political agenda, they have a political party line, and they are the enemy. There's no doubt. And I would take no prisoners, and I would never compromise, because there is no compromise. So we just had a misunderstanding. I believe in school marshals, armed teachers, assistant principals. I believe in training. I believe in certain every type of security measure you can have, like I experienced in China, like they have in Israel, the highest level of security, just like we have at our airports. And that's why we're not having incidents. There is no excuse. And these anti-gunners are, I believe, to blame for these incidents, because they're not addressing the problems and they don't want solutions. They just want to take our guns.
Yes,
there's no question about it.
They do. That's it. They want us to be like, and, you know, if they want to fight gun violence, they need to go to Chicago.
Well, the first thing I would suggest is every time you show up at a major protest like this protest that we had in March, where marching, without a clue was the title, forego your armed police and your security, private security, and go it on your own. And forego all your private security and go it on your own.
Yep.
And they're not going to do that, because they want their security, but they just don't want us to have the independence. So it's not just about, like I said, the Second Amendment issue. It's about national sovereignty. It's about individual freedom. It's about not only the right of to bear arms, it's the right of speech. It's the right to disagree on a college campus with your professor as a student. It's the right to disagree with your editor if you're a journalist for the New York Times. You can't. They won't let you. They suppress the truth. And that's why about 6 years ago, when Roger, Vinny, and I established the Arbalest Quarrel, we were proud to quote St. Thomas Aquinas, one man owes it to another to manifest the truth. And that is the motto on our website. Anyone who goes on our website, that's the first thing you're going to see. It's to manifest the truth. And that's unfortunately what the mainstream media and the fake news is not about. But intelligent people will be able to weed through that. And again, my message tonight is to turn that against them. All these big mistakes that they're making, turn it against them. The Pelosi statement, use it against her. The Hillary Clinton abominables, turn it against the deplorables, turn it against her. We're doing it. Trump is tweeting it out. This man is a genius. I support him 110%. And we all need to do that. We need to get the shackles off of this guy so he can really, really get everything done that we need to bring this country to its highest level again. I really do believe.
Oh, I agree.
Anyway. So here I thought I was going to have a fight with you, and now we're friends again.
No. But, we were always friends. We were always friends. We were just about, we were having a debate, but we got 2 minutes and 5 seconds left.
Let Roger finish up, and I'll listen. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to add a point that it basically is a theme throughout tonight's discussion. And that I have a one-track mind. I'm going to have to get Roger a new phone.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically to ban all firearms and remove firearms from those that have them. And going back to the article, it's curious that this party, John Cassidy, says that to talk about school safety is to descend further into the world of deliberate denial. That's the phrase that he used. And he was referring to Trump and the NRA. The idea that to make our school safe, which works to some extent for our airports, certainly for our banks, for our federal buildings, for every other facility, that apparently is not what they want for schools, because they want, I hate to say this, but they basically, the Democratic Party, and I mentioned this, I know, in a previous episode, they talk about the value of human life, but they
we're running out of time. We only got 20 seconds left, and you're right. I know exactly where you're going. It's all about right. That one incident where they could get what they want. I know what you're about.
Exactly. But,
we'll do it again next week. I think Stephen may be on, maybe in Europe or something. It'll just be me and Roger, but Stephen may try to do a little European appearance. But, hey, ArmlessWall.com, go check them out. Thank you for joining me, guys.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Yeah, thank you, Bill.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.